epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, our friend Austin Bechtold, better known as City Limits, did a great job last night making connections. And one of the connections he made at the celebrity softball game to benefit the Hayward House, Cam Hayward's charity, was with longtime New England Patriot safety Devin McCourty, a three-time Super Bowl champion, twice selected to the Pro Bowl, and now joining Pomp and Joe. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Devin, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man.
I'm good. No problem, man. I had a great time out in Pittsburgh yesterday.
What stood out to you? I heard there were people charging the mound. Our very own Doran Dickerson hit a home run. Was it eventful for you?
No, we had a great time. And I actually, seeing Doran was cool because, you know, obviously Rutgers and him at Pitt competed against each other in college. And then we trained together coming out for the combine. So to see him out there and his son got up there and swung the bat, it was really cool to see.
Well, we talked about that. His son hit a line drive right at our very own Andrew Filippone, who caught the ball and got booed. Should Pony have let that ball go through, Devin?
No. We were trying to win. We were trying to make a comeback, and we were trying to find any way possible to win. So he did exactly what the team instructed him. Go out there and go win.
You also know Devin McCourty, of course, from NBC's football coverage. He's a prominent presence there. All right, Devin, let's get into a little Steelers stuff. What chance do you give this whole Aaron Rodgers experiment of working?
I think it has a chance. You know, for me, I think in that division, I still think Baltimore's the cream of the crop right now in the division. I think, you know, before you play any games, if you're picking on paper, I would still pick Baltimore. I thought adding Jaire Alexander was a big get for them. But I think for Pittsburgh, you already knew you had a good defense. You knew you wanted to maybe do some things a little different on defense for the way the season ended last year. And I thought going to get Jalen Ramsey was a part of that. Getting Darius Slay was a part of that. And then I think, you know, you add in Jonnu Smith to get back with Arthur Smith. So I think obviously with Aaron Rodgers, you get a certain level and a standard that comes from the way he plays the quarterback position. And I know he's not the same Aaron Rodgers that won 4 MVPs and all of that, but I think the way he'll be able to decide where he wants to go with the ball to lead the guys on offense, I think it gives him a chance. And I think that's all you want in that division, to go out there and compete. Even last year with Baltimore winning division, it was tough against Pitt. Like, they struggled against Pitt in both games, obviously pulled away in that second game. But I think it'll be a good matchup. But I would pick them right now over Cincinnati, just with Cincinnati not really changing much about their defense, other than their defensive coordinator. So I think Pitt is in second, and, you know, I think for them, just get to the dance and let the chips fall where they fall.
As a former safety and a really, really good one, what did you make of the Steelers dealing perhaps a future Hall of Famer still in his 20s in Minkah Fitzpatrick and bringing in Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith? Would you have made that trade?
I think when I saw that, it told me that they feel like there's something there that they won't get going forward with Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think when you have a guy that they got him, you know, from Miami when it didn't work out, when Coach Flores got there, they got a stud. You know, you get a guy, and I'm sure they felt like, man, we just stole this guy from Miami, and he turned into that and more. So when I saw them, you know, trade him, and like you said, under 30, it just made me feel like whatever they see on a day-to-day basis, they don't feel like it's the same as what they were getting. And to me, that's the only way you get rid of a player who not only has been a great player for you, he's been a leader, he's had a presence in Pittsburgh. It was surprising to me, and it's hard for me to say that I would or wouldn't do the same thing without obviously knowing exactly why they made that move. But Minka Fitzpatrick is a Jersey guy, so I've been hearing about him since he was in high school, and he's lived up to every kind of expectation he's had in the NFL. So I'm sure Miami's happy to get him back, and I know he probably wants to prove a lot of people wrong in Pittsburgh right now.
Can Jalen still play? And as a former defensive back safety yourself, how easy or difficult would it be for him? And I know he's done probably a little bit of this already, to toggle back and forth between, you know, slot, outside, and even some safety. Can he help make up for Minka's absence back there?
So that's the interesting thing for me in the trade of, you know, Deshaun Elliott played really well last year for Pittsburgh getting there. And Juan Thornhill is a guy that has been a good NFL starter throughout his career. But I would say overall, if you said, hey, I want those two guys over Minka Fitzpatrick, I think a lot of people would say, I would go with Minka. So now when you add Jalen Ramsey and you have already added Darius Slay to go with Joey Porter Jr., and you had guys like Beanie Bishop who's played well last year in the slot, it's confused me a little bit of what direction they want to go. Now, I don't know if Jalen Ramsey wants to make that move full-time to safety. Can he make that move physically? Without a doubt. The guy's he's a stud. I mean, coming out of college, it was talked about how if he wanted, he could be a corner or a safety. So to me, the biggest difference when you go from corner to safety is the communication role of being the guy in charge of that back end and what you want to do as a defense. And, you know, Pittsburgh historically has been, you know, one of those defenses that are aggressive, that can get in and out of multiple things. So for Jalen Ramsey, that would be a transition to going from, you know, being out on the edge to now being the guy who's telling everybody else what to do. I definitely think he's capable. He's already showed he can play in the slot throughout his NFL career and the different stops he's had. He's done that. So it wouldn't surprise me, though, if he got moved to a full-time safety role if they said, let's get our best players on the field at the same time as much as we can.
And the Steelers have really been the headliner of the offseason with all the moves they've made, acquiring DK Metcalf, trading for Jalen Ramsey, signing Darius Slay, Derek Harmon first round, trading out Minka. Devin, of all the moves that they made, which one do you think is the most impactful?
I think you have to go in today's game. I think DK Metcalf, I think, is definitely the big acquisition this offseason. I think simply because all we talk about every week is the quarterback, the receiver, how many points you're scoring. And I think for this Pittsburgh Steelers team, when you look at last year, it just felt like, man, hey, they're playing well enough on defense that if we could just find a way to score more touchdowns or find a way to make some drives a little bit longer, we would have won this game or we would have won that game. And I think when you add Aaron Rodgers and you give him a DK Metcalf, I think a lot of people are now feeling like, okay, our defense has an expectation of how they're going to play. Now we can match that a little bit offensively. And I think the key acquisition of all this offseason will be when they re-sign or work out TJ Watt's deal, because I think he is the true heartbeat of the team. Then I think without him, a lot of this is kind of wasted air of talking about it, because I think he is a big part of what they do. And I think they need to find a way, which I think they will, to fix that situation and get him back in the building.
All right, Devin. We're talking to Devin McCourty here. You know him from all those years with the Patriots and all the winning they did. Let's walk back in time for a minute. What do you remember about beating the Steelers 36-17? I think it was a 2016 AFC title game. Were you planning on a heavy dose of Le'Veon Bell? Because he was rolling at the time, but he left that game. And then Antonio Brown did nothing.
Well, it's the best thing about playing on the Patriots was we always had a plan to shut down whatever you thought was your best thing. And you know, I thought the way we used to play Le'Veon Bell was very unique, because Le'Veon Bell to me was the best at the time of getting the ball and being able to kind of do what everyone tells backs not to do, stop their feet behind the line of scrimmage, and then try to accelerate. And he was able to do that better than anybody. Stop, move left, move right. And the next you know, he's through the hole. But we used to tell our guys, stay on your blocks. Don't try to get off. Don't pick a side. And our defensive line always did a great job of just staying there and, you know, making Le'Veon just bounce back and forth. And you know, you guys know throughout the years, I think almost every time I played against Antonio Brown, we double teamed him for the game and we tried to take him out of the game and win it that way. So that obviously led to a pretty special season, winning that game in the AFC Championship, and then obviously the comeback Super Bowl victory against the Falcons. So it was always a test, I think, playing against Pittsburgh. But I think in New England, we used to always laugh because we were always seen, it felt like, as the underdog going into the game, because the Steelers were more known as like the tough team and the tough guys. And, you know, we used to always talk about walking out of games like the score you just said and walking away and being like, yeah, we're supposed to be the soft team, but we walked away somehow with a 2-touchdown win or, you know, a 17-point win. That was a big deal. You know, anytime we played, I would say Pittsburgh, Baltimore, those great teams of us wanting to match their intensity and walk away with the victory.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, I would imagine you guys had to take note of the week before was the famous Antonio Brown FaceTime live in the locker room after they beat Kansas City in Kansas City, where Mike Tomlin called you guys, the Patriots, a bunch of a-holes. Did you guys take note of that week? Do you remember that? Did you talk about it in your locker room?
Well, the funny thing, the funniest part of that is we got in our meeting next and Bill basically cursed us out and told us if anybody even dared to think they would pull out their phone and go live in any type of squad meeting or anything, they would be cut and off the team before they could even post it. So that was a funny part of it. But the Mike Tomlin, what he said in there, no, I don't think anyone in our building had a problem with that, because for one, we did feel like we were a-holes, and we all felt like that was a part of, you know, when you go out there to play somebody. You know, Coach Belichick used to always tell us there needed to be a certain amount of animosity in you towards your opponent when you're playing a game of football. And either we would bring it that week or he would find a way to bring it. And when you talk about playing the AFC Championship, there was nothing that needed to be added or anything needed to be said. Guys are ready to go no matter what. And that's kind of what it turned into. I wouldn't say, you know, Mike Tomlin's words, you know, like bulletin board or got us fired up. Like it didn't matter much. If people, you know, recorded the things that Bill said in our private meetings and stuff like that, I think a lot of it will come across the same way.
Devin, I have to ask you, is it shocking to you, or what is your reaction because I imagine that feels like a fairly long time ago, when I tell you that the Steelers have not come close to winning a single playoff game since that day in New England. Their last playoff win, in fact, the last time they were even competitive in a playoff game, was Kansas City the week before. What's your reaction to that?
It's almost as like a changing of the guard in the NFL. I think when you think about, you know, the run that I got to have in New England and our teams, and it felt like every year, you know, between us, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, like these, like it was like the same teams over and over again. And obviously you see Baltimore still, you know, at the top of that, but you look at, you know, whether it's Coach Belichick or Mike Tomlin and the success they've had, it's been hard to for those teams to get back to that journey or get back in, you know, a position where you say, hey, they actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And there's been, you know, up and down years in there, but I think it's been a far cry for either one of those teams to say, like, hey, we think this team can actually go win the whole thing. It has been a little bit of a reach. So it's hard, man. It shows how hard it is to win year in and year out, and also shows how special it was to see some of these runs of these teams, you know, being in, you know, contention year after year, injuries, replacing guys in free agency, just always showing up was really cool to see. But you see, it doesn't always stay like that, and these teams are battling now, and I think Pittsburgh is trying. And I think that's what I like to see as a fan of the NFL now, is a team like Pittsburgh saying, hey, we were close last year. We were missing a few things. Omar Khan said, we're going to go be aggressive. We're going to get the pieces that we think we need. And I think as a fan, that's what you want to see. You don't want to see teams just continue to be bad. How do you fix things and try to be set and go out and win? And I think that's what they're doing. So you got to appreciate that.
Limits, may I engage Devin in a game of free association?
I would love you to.
All right, Devin, this is how this works. I ask you a bunch of quick questions, and if you would, you give me quick answers, even one or two words if you want, and then we'll let you go. Are you willing here?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Better season, DK Metcalf or George Pickens? Who has the better one?
DK Metcalf.
Najee Harris will be better, the same, or worse with the Chargers than he was with the Steelers?
I think worse. He'll share more carries there.
Who's the favorite in the AFC, in your opinion?
Baltimore.
Which of these guys will win a Super Bowl and which won't? Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
Damn, this is what you guys go with. Let's go. We'll go. I'll go Josh will win a Super Bowl. And are we saying it's this year?
No, at any point in their career.
Oh, at any point?
Yep.
I think all three get a Super Bowl at some point.
Belichick.
But if I had,
okay,
yeah,
go ahead. Yeah. No, please, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Belichick succeeds at North Carolina, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm a Belichick guy. Hell yeah.
Could I add one follow-up
please,
to that?
Please, yes.
Were you surprised, Devin, that Bill chose to go to college?
Yeah, I'm surprised that no one in the NFL decided to offer him a job. I'm not surprised that once that happened that he decided I want to coach ball more than media. I saw him a year ago, and we were talking about all the media stuff, and I could just tell he was doing it, but he really wanted to be coaching ball. So I'm not surprised he went to coach ball. I'm just more surprised no one in the NFL said, hey, we've been bad for a long time. Let's try this guy who's been highly successful. Like, I'm just shocked.
Last one. Who would you take on your team, TJ or Myles Garrett, if you had to choose?
It's a win-win, but I would go TJ. I think he has more game-changing plays, whether it be interceptions, strips. Like, he just always seems to come up in those crazy moments in games.
Great stuff, Devin. I'm glad that you met Austin here last night, and I'm really thankful you took the time today. That was spectacular.
Yeah,
thank
you. This was great. Thank you, Devin. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Nice meeting you guys.
You too, man. Take care. Limits, what a job by you, and he was incredible, was he not? No, they're saying goodbye right now. How about that Facebook?
That was great.
Facebook live thing in the locker room.
That was incredible.
So good.
We got to try to get him on again during the season.
He said Belichick told his team, if anybody does that here, you're cut immediately. That's tremendous.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, could you imagine? Well, I mean, considering that he benched Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, I would not put it past Bill Belichick on anything.
And he said he would take TJ, and I agreed with his reasoning.
I was hoping that he would.
That was the most enjoyable interview I've done in years.
He was really good. And I feel like the interview just kept getting better and better and better the longer we went on, you know?
Yeah. The free association's a winner, isn't it?
It always
Limits,
is.
No matter what, even if it's Kabali.
Your questions are just always so unique.
Thank you. Very kindly. I just think that format, no matter who's doing it, the format of quick question and answer is fun at the end.
The text line really liked it, too.
Did they?
The text line saying, great conversation with McCourty. Get him on more.
And you have his number.
Yep.
Right?
We'll
Let's get him on more
season.
Limits.
Let's do it. Joe, you wanted a national guy. Let's go,
this
Joe.
This is incredible.
Yeah, Joe.
And now we go from that to the Baconian Mongoose. This can't get any better.
That's correct, yes.
Is Brian Bacco on next?
He will be, yeah. The Mongoose might take a step up.
I have a
over McCourty. How about can he one up McCourty? I don't know.
I have a fresh Mongoose chat from the Post-Gazette with his loyal readers. But we'll ask him some of that stuff. I'm still trying to get over some of that stuff. Bill cursed us out and said, if you pull your phone out at any time or go live in the locker room, anything like that, I'll cut you. Man, was that tremendous. And he thinks the Aaron Rodgers thing could work here.
Yeah, he did. And, I mean, he said a couple of interesting things where I'm surprised he said Metcalf as the most impactful over Ramsey. But, I mean, it makes sense considering the wide receiver room that they have.
He also said there must be something happening with Minka. I mean, that seems obvious. He said, I think what my feelings were exactly on Minka was you don't get rid of a Hall of Fame talent in his 20s unless there's something going on that we don't know about.
Right.
But barring that, unless you feel like his skills have declined.
Pretty much. And I mean, I look back to the ESPN coach, executive, scout rankings of where they had all the safeties, and Minka went from 2 years ago, 4 last year, now 9th. So it's not just the Steelers that are clearly thinking this. It's an NFL perspective that Minka has lost a step.
Who's the favorite in the AFC, we said? Baltimore.
That surprised me. I thought he was
going
to say Buffalo.
I think Baltimore.
Or Kansas City. I mean, I would put Baltimore third, way you want to.
They have 19 of 22 starters back, and they've made additions.
I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes to not be in the top two in Buffalo. I mean, I think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in football. So
he
I'm
thinks that
one.
Josh Allen, Burrow, and Lamar will all get a Super Bowl win.
I think 2 out of 3 will.
It's only so many years, and there's a lot of quarterbacks. That Mahomes guy is still out there.
He's also...
Jalen Hurts is out there.
Yeah, he's pretty low on Cincinnati.
Jaden Daniels is out there. Bo Nix is out there.
He had the Bengals as the third best team in the division. Steelers ahead of Cincinnati. Which I get because their defense, they've done nothing to that defense. They got rid of Pratt. Their first-round pick still isn't signed. Hendrickson's deal is still up in the air. Cincinnati's going to be an absolute tire of defense. They're going to put
maybe
up like 40 points,
well,
but they'll give up 50.
I don't know. They have a new coordinator. They made a couple of additions. I think they might be – all they have to be is average. Even if they go from horrific to bad, they could make the playoffs. They missed by one game last year. One game.
Burrow's going to put up 30 a game. Remember we had that huge talk when Ben was still playing with AB and Le'Veon? Can we score 30 a game with Todd Haley? It seems like it's going to be automatic with Burrow this year.
How about him saying the Patriots felt like underdogs every time they played the Steelers because it was, we're going up against the big, bad Steelers. And then he said we'd come away with a 2-touchdown win, and we enjoyed that.
The big, bad Steelers, that was Belichick completely motivating them to probably make them feel worthless coming up against the Steelers so that they had the motivation for it. Because those teams, that team especially that went into Foxborough, New England was significantly better than that Steelers team, especially because of the injuries the Steelers had.
Well, Le'Veon left that game.
Yeah, Le'Veon
That's
was
what
hurt.
I remember.
And AB didn't play in that game, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He was basically was a non-factor.
You wouldn't know he played in the game.
Yeah.
But he said we basically double-teamed AB
and
all the
defense,
time.
And that defense, oh my gosh,
that was
defense.
Fun.
Wasn't that like the Mike Mitchell defense?
I think so.
Yeah
it was definitely the Sean Davis defense and the Artie Burns defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.